open up your Twitch again? You mean stream on Twitch? You know, I have to say, given how Hassan got banned, I am more confident than ever that that is not necessary. How to get banned this time? You can't say Zionist pig on Twitch, apparently. You can say anything else pig. You can't say Zionist as an insult to an individual for, you know, deep state reasons.
And pro-Palestinian. This is another big suck my dick to all the fucking Israel dick riders out there. You fucking rabid ultra-Zionist pigs. You fucking run around going, oh my God, Israel first, Israel first. Why are you tying this back to Palestine? Because this is precisely the fucking same shit. Okay? You Israel first monsters, dude. Jesus fucking Christ.
They banned him for a week for that. For calling people Zionist pig. Yeah, Asmund Goel just calls for genocide like every other day, you know? Open racial animus and it doesn't matter. But yeah, a week ban for calling people Zionist pigs. He appealed it to 3 days. Doesn't matter, dude. Twitch is such a garbage platform. Totally beholden to the ADL. Remember when what was that fuckwit's name? The New York rep. The guy who went on the Adam Friedland show. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Richie Torres, thank you. Remember when he put out an open letter demanding that the CEO of Twitch ban Hassan Piker? Christ alive. Classic. Yeah. Same shit as always. All supportive sentiment for Israel is support for censorship in the West. The support for Israel and support for the American First Amendment are diametrically opposed. You cannot do both. Look at this, man. RichieTorres.house.gov. Congressman Richie Torres writes to executives at Twitch and Amazon, Hassan Piker is dangerous. I am writing to express alarm about the amplification of anti-Semitism on Twitch at the hands of Hassan Piker, who's one of the largest political streamers with a following of 2.7 million since October 7th. There's been an explosion of Jew... Oh, there's that classic word, because remember, anti-Semitism isn't enough. You have to say Jew hatred, too. On social media platforms, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. This letter is literally terrorism, by the way. That's true. That's true. Hassan's not anti-Semitic. This is so fucking stupid. Certainly, I've never seen anything from him that looked anti-Semitic, you know, much as people like to complain. I can't believe that was all the way back in 2024, man. Jesus Christ. In a recent video on Twitch, Hassan is seen maliciously laughing at a Jewish woman who simply thanked Kamala Harris for advocating for the hostages and who conveyed concern about anti-Semitism. I have a simple question for Mr. Piker and his enablers at Twitch. What exactly do you find amusing? It's insane. Literally, like, you can just laugh at a, like, literally, you can just laugh at a political clip. And a congressman will write an open letter where he's like, what exactly did you mean by that? Can you tell me what you meant by that? Can you explain to me, like, what exactly you meant by that, Mr. Piker, sir? A fucking congressman. Wonder how much AIPAC paid him for this one. God, I hate these fucking people. Oh, my God. What do you mean by these people? What do you mean by, perhaps you are under the impression that Richie Torres is Jewish and you're referring to Jewish people. Would you like to elaborate? I really hate these people. I think this piece from the U.S. Holocaust Memorial really shows how far the discourse has gone. Oh, yeah, I saw this. The U.S. Holocaust Museum, which is, again, run by Zionists. Anne Frank was targeted and murdered solely because she was Jewish. Leaders making false equivalencies to her experience for political purposes is never acceptable. Despite tensions in Minneapolis, explaining the Holocaust is deeply offensive, especially as anti-Semitism surges. The official position of Zionists, in addition to like the widespread Holocaust denial that they engage in, is that it is anti-Semitic to, for one, point out that the Holocaust targeted multiple groups of people, and for two, never again, only meant for Jewish people. Like, you're not supposed to learn any lessons from that. Remember that woman who was speaking at that open conference? I don't know if anyone has the link, where she was like, one of the problems with TikTok and modern social media is that people are seeing clips coming out of the Gaza Strip where it looks like the Nazis persecuting the Jews with big, strong, armored, well-armed Jews slaughtering Palestinians. But like, what they don't realize is that it's different because the Jews, it's okay when we do it, you know? Martin Olener, a presidential appointee to the Holocaust Memorial Council, laid out his exterminationist logic in an opinion piece for the Jerusalem Post. He said he strongly supports Trump's plans to forcibly displace all Palestinians from the Gaza Strip, saying that he does not believe Gazans are worthy of any mercy and that Trump has not gone far enough in condemning Palestinians in recent statements. Let's not mince words here. The people of Gaza are collectively guilty for the October 7th attack in 2023, Olener wrote. They are fundamentally evil and they must pay a price for their actions. Twitch would probably ban you just for pointing this out, the evil Sarah Hurwitz clip.
We're kind of entering a post-literate society, and if, like, all day long your brain is just smashed again.
No, this is a different one, but it's also pretty telling.
And again, by TikTok, with really upsetting carnage in Gaza, then, like, you're talking, and, like, I'm sorry if this is a graphic thing to say, but, like, when I'm trying to make arguments in favor, you know, for Israel, I realize I'm talking through a wall of dead children. Like, that's what people are seeing. So when I'm like, yeah, but it's 1.5 civilians for... They're just seeing carnage.
But right? That's like, the emotional blackmail.
I mean, fair enough, but, like, again...
Emotional blackmail. It's anti-Semitic to translate a treat written in Hebrew. That is true. That is true, yeah. Like unlocking a new undiscovered page of Mein Kampf every time you... Yeah.
I mean, that's nice, but, like, again, I'm hearing that through a wall of screaming children. It's like, I think it's a harder argument than we're understanding. So I actually really strongly think that, like, Jewish day schools should absolutely say no child owns a smartphone until senior year. They don't own one at all, period. We give it to them senior
year. That's fucking crazy, man. The reason that young people shouldn't have smartphones isn't because of all the, like, grooming and brain rot or whatever. It's because they might see what we're doing to Palestinians and develop empathy for them.
And we teach them, like, this whole not during the day, great, nice start. No smartphone at all until senior year. Dumb phone, sure. Like, but I think that we've got to, like, give our kids' brains a chance and their mental health a chance before they start getting...
That's crazy. Sarah Hurwitz is great. Former Obama speechwriter. Man, these people sure are in high places, huh?
I think that since, you know, Holocaust education is absolutely essential, but I think it may be confusing some of our young people about anti-Semitism because they learn about big, strong Nazis hurting weak, emaciated Jews. And they think, oh, anti-Semitism is like anti-Black racism, right? Powerful white people against powerless Black people. So when on TikTok all day long they see powerful Israelis hurting weak, skinny Palestinians, it's not surprising that they think, oh, I know, the lesson of the Holocaust is you fight Israel. You fight the big, powerful people hurting the weak.
It's remarkable how much you have to lack self-awareness to be able to say stuff like this openly. And these aren't just random people, man. These are extremely powerful, well-connected people. It's not just like we're handpicking like the worst Twitter commenters or whatever, you know? Sarah Hurwitz is not an unknown. Is she just stupid? No, she's just a Nazi. She's a Nazi who lives in Nazi circles. Like, that's it. She's a Jotzi. Like, her in all of her social circles and all the people she's with and all of the people who give her money and she gives money to, all of them are all like this. They're like a blend of deep state, corporatist, military industrial types who use Israel and like Jewish identity crisis issues as a wedge for justifying military expenses, or they're deranged Jewish supremacists, of which there are plenty. And in those circles, they can say or do whatever they want. And then every once in a while, it like leaks out into the public and we see it and we're like, oh my God, is that what they talk like? And the answer is yes. Of course, it has very little to do with actually being Jewish. The majority of these people in these circles are not Jewish. The majority of the people who benefit from this stuff are not Jewish, you know, like American industrialists, corporatists, media people. And this is what got Hassan banned.
And pro-Palestinian.
This is
another big suck my dick to all the fucking Israel dick riders out there. You fucking rabid ultra-Zionist pigs. You fucking run around going, oh my God, Israel first, Israel first. Why are you tying this back to Palestine? Because... this is precisely the fucking same shit. Okay? You Israel first monsters, dude. Jesus fucking Christ. How can you fucking say that when the first immigration action that the Trump administration...
That's all it takes. I hope when Joe Biden has a moment, he cries thinking about how he gave everything... You know, dude, Joe Biden's like an actual Zionist. He does not give a shit. I promise you. any and every Zionist would happily burn the Constitution if it meant more money going to Israel. Twitch is cucked to advertisers and Hassan at the same time. They won't perma him for fear of YouTube taking over streaming, but have to ban him to prevent advertiser flight. Yeah, but like at the same time, fuck those people, you know? Seriously, like Twitch is caught in a Gordian's knot of their own making. I hope that Hassan stays on YouTube, even though it would cut into my numbers. Because the idea of like Twitch permitting this endless fucking clown show of rapists and these genocidal freaks and all of these right-wing bigots or whatever, and then Hassan saying Zionist pig to a person who is objectively a Zionist pig, like that's all it's... The idea that Zionist is a bigoted insult is a concession to Zionists, you know? It's absolutely ridiculous. It is a conflation of Zionism and Semitism in a way which is itself anti-Semitic. Israel is also being annoying about Eurovision. Israel is annoying about everything. People arguing. Drama farming. It is LSF. All you can really expect. Just a reminder, Twitch uses the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, which is extremely controversial for how it conflates Zionism and Judaism. Extremely controversial. It's grim, though, really. Who knows how long YouTube's going to be a holdout for being able to criticize Israel. You certainly can't on TikTok anymore, huh? Can't even look up Epstein anymore on TikTok. Can't post anything critical of Trump, critical of ICE. They'll block your videos. They'll de-recommend it. They'll delist it. They'll fucking blacklist you. Shadow ban you. All the Rumble. Yeah, we're all going to be kick streamers. Jesus Christ. I saw Hassan arguing with Nick Fuentes, which I thought was pretty funny. I don't really know what the point is in beefing with a neo-Nazi on Twitter when all of the bots are aligned in their favor. You know, it seems like it's algorithmically not going to play out in your favor, regardless of how right you are or what the sentiment is. Let me see if I can find that. My nose is still so stuffed up. Israel's censorship regime. DHS has lists of American domestic terrorists that they surveil on the basis of their anti-Israel and anti-ICE activism. If you cover it, you'll get banned over frivolous rules the ADL will establish ahead of time. Surely this will make people love Israel. It's Jewish censorship, not just Israel, but you'll never go there. Now, leaving aside, like, obviously, Nick Fuentes and the anti-Semite, blah, 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 but notice how, like, Nick Fuentes and the ADL have the exact same goal here, which is Zionism and Judaism are the same thing one-to-one, you know? I won't go there because I'm not a fucking moron. It's not about Judaism, no matter how hard you, Jonathan Greenblatt, yeah, there you go, and Mark Levin all claim it's tied. Get your booger eating, buy curious Mexican Nazi ass out of here, and go sell some more Epstein hoodies, little man. All right, all right. Yeah, bro, the Jewish State of Israel, the ADL, and the Jewish billionaire benefactors have nothing to do with Jewish denial. You say that supporting ISIS Zionists, but mass migration is the most Jewish policy of all time. You're a collaborator. If you could, like, get a running list of everybody powerful in government who is a Zionist, I think that list would come out to, like, at most 10% Jewish. Jewish people are probably overrepresented a little bit in industry, finance, and politics because so many of them live in, like, New York or whatever. Like, you're just, by virtue of being in a dense urban population, going to have more political and economic representation. It's always been that way. Same, by the way, with the Irish and Italians. Like, the Irish and Italians, especially the Irish, make up, like, a very disproportionate number of people in politics and in... industry and finances and so on. And a lot of that's just because of Ellis Island, right? You come on over there, you land in New York City. Wow, land of opportunity. Probably not going to be as connected to the heart of everything economic if you live in fucking Minnesota like the Germans do or whatever. Polacks. You think Jews are monolithic because you're simple-minded. You believe in tribalism. I recognize class. Why are we arguing here, man? You foment enmity against entire subgroups and divide the working class because you're a slave to Trump and billionaires that all defend Israel because of their investments. Obviously what Hassan's saying here is not inaccurate. The problem is, I feel like, I didn't vote for Trump, dumbass. You're not working class, you're a millionaire live streamer getting paid by Amazon. They don't defend Israel because of their investments. They're captured by the Israel lobby, which is motivated by messianic, fanatical race loyalty. I feel like the problem is, from Nick Fuentes's perspective, how can you say this when you were just, like, playing off Epstein? Like, they discovered an actual, we have, like, unveiling now an actual conspiracy of an Israel-associated, like, incredibly powerful, financially connected Jew who used, like, ties to the U.S. government intelligence agencies and big business and tech and academia to like the like you have the whole shebang, right? And then it happens and you play it off because it's like politically convenient to. So how do you play this? Like, I'm not a Trump partisan. And also, I'm deeply concerned about Jewish control over the United States. And then you play that down, you know? It's fucking dumb. It's all a bit. Looks like that's the end of it. Fuentes is a hack and a fraud. It's just, like, Fuentes is entirely vibes-based here. He offers no actual solution to what he argues is the Jew. I guess, like, my cynical counter-argument to this is, if you actually believe that a Jewish lobby was controlling the United States, why do you act the way that you act? You know what I mean? Like, none of their prescriptions make sense. If you actually believe that, there'd be a whole swath of things that you would advocate for or believe in. Like, because here's a fact, right? Okay? The vast, 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 vast majority of power in the West is controlled by white men, right? Like, economic, political, financial, however you want to go down that road, white men. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's very demographically evident. You can point to it just like that, right? There are interest groups that have ridiculous amounts of disproportionate control. Oil and gas being a great example, you know? Like, why is it that Pennsylvania is controlled by the fracking lobby when there are like 30,000 people in the state that are employed in fracking? Like, there are more coffee baristas in Pennsylvania than there are people working in fracking. But for some reason, the fracking lobby is the one that every election cycle gets to run millions of dollars of ads about how Pennsylvania survives on fracking. We need our fracking. What are we going to do without our fracking? You know, if you really, 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 really believe in like these, you know, deep state special interest groups. And by the way, there is a special interest group for Jewish supremacists. Absolutely. The same that there is for white supremacists. Not a huge one for black supremacists. I'm not going to lie. Those guys are not getting much rep right now. Maybe in the future. There is an association between people who are weaponizing Zionism cynically for like economic or political reasons and Jewish supremacists like Ben-Gavir or whatever, who legitimately want a greater Israel for what they perceive to be like biblical reasons, you know? So, given all that, if you believe all that, why the fuck do you act this way? You know what I mean? Why is it all, ha-ha, pedo bits, trad wife this, trad wife that, pretend to care about the white race, never donate to any charities to help white people? Like, what's the bit, right? If you actually care about special interest groups controlling the United States, you'd think there'd be this whole, like, breakdown of shit. Instead, what are you doing? You're going to Miami clubs playing N-word Heil Hitler. And like Sieg Heiling on the dance floor, embarrassing yourself around women, which you're not interested in. Like, what? Again, they don't fucking believe in any of this. If anything, I would argue, and I think this is a fair claim, that if there truly is a Jewish lobby that controls the United States, you're on their payroll. Because the idea of like, you know, we are going to combat this lobby. We're going to become warriors for the white race. How are we going to do that? By obsessing over Lolicon and going to Miami clubs and saying, you know, Heil Hitler or whatever. Wow, nice controlled opposition, bro. You're really like liberating the white race from their shackles of oppression. You know, like, well, it's like a fucking joke. If you actually believe in this shit, why you act like a clown? Hey, yay. You know? So I argue with it. Seems like a waste. LARPing? It's not even LARPing. It's a lifestyle brand, okay? People who identify as Nazis these days don't want to die in the Battle of the Bulge. They want to be like the base trad defender, whatever. They want an aesthetic that they can claim. It has nothing to do with any actual political prescriptions. Conservatism nowadays is a suicide cult. The Nazis could envision a future. Modern Nazis can't. They only vision death. Their own, most of all. It's just like a collective suicide pact where they all get to go out on their own terms. That's what the Homeland Security Penguin video was about, by the way. That's why they were all nodding along to it. Because they all know there's nothing waiting for them at the end of the line. They don't have a big, beautiful future they want to go down. They don't want to increase, you know, people's employment or make people's lives better or whatever. Like, they don't have any vision for making the world better. They just want to go out in a big blaze of glory.